Even though Republicans claim taxes will go up for families, UW La Crosse political scientist Joe Heim says it really does look like a middle-class budget.
He's expanded some of the health care programs, for example, in the middle class. Tuition is being held down, for example. That's pretty much a middle-class issue. Financial aid has lowered middle income. So on balance, I think this was, in fact, pretty much a middle-class budget.
Heim says families and education are winners, but there are losers.
Corrections, I think, didn't seem to be prominently mentioned at all. People are not that concerned about crime. Transportation, while the governor talked about specific projects, be interesting to see the bottom line.
Heim says some of the governor's ideas aren't going to make it past the legislature.
Some of this stuff may stick, but it will be considerably less than it looks like right now. You know, there probably will be an increase in tobacco tax, but it probably won't be a dollar and a quarter. It'll probably be substantially less.
And he doesn't see the big oil tax surviving the cut. So how does the state fill that budget hole?
That's a good question. He's kind of thrown this in the lap of the legislature.
Jim Dick, Wisconsin Radio Network.